Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Flow to you. Flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, Lord, like streams in the valley. They swell. Let the songs of my heart, let them rise to bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Lord, let my worship flow to you. Is that your desire? Well, then lift it up with us. Flow to you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We've got to continue to let our worship and our praise flow to God. Well, tonight we have a guest speaker, and the title tonight is Wounded and Rejected. And the guest speaker tonight is Minister James Campbell. Minister Campbell, are you on the line?
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Minister Campbell is a member at Living Way Christian Center, and his pastor is Apostle Emmons. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me say a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah, God. We magnify you, glorify you, exalt your holy name tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your anointing flowing through the phone lines tonight in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you will continue to step every gift in the inside of the man of God as he prepare to go forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You're truly worthy, Father, of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Glory be to God. Men of God, go forth as the Holy Spirit leads you, and I turn the lines over to you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I thank God for the International Kingdom Builders. I thank God for this opportunity. I pray his mercy and grace continue to be upon us all. The scripture is coming from Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 8. And before we go on any further, allow me to say a little prayer. I pray to have fellowship, Heavenly Father, with God. Receive spiritual nurture and strength to live a victorious life and maintain boldness for a virtual witness for Christ. Prayer releases God's great power to change the course of nature, people, and nation. And we give God all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And now I read from starting with verses 3 through 8. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and was esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Amen. How often do we stop to help? Jesus often stopped when he heard a solitary cry for mercy, giving his time and full attention to whosoever called his name. The cries of those with spiritual or physical afflictions will cause the Son of God to stop, to touch, to heal, to comfort. Jesus recognized faith and trust, and he still is in the saving business of any thought, process, heart, attitude that is rooted in selfishness or pride will be purged. As a result of this tremendous shaking of Peter and all of us, this self-confidence will be gone, and all that remains is God's sure foundation of faith. The old folks used to say, how's your love, your lifeline? Translation to that, has your faith in God been tested? The scornful and shameful can find life. It's possible because God's sovereign love looks beyond our fault and sees our need. Amen. Since love initiated the plan of salvation, we ought to realize the extent of love. Love is not passive. It is active. Love is not effortless. It is engaging. Love necessitated a second step. God's love required God's labor. What more did God do to bring salvation to mankind? Well, let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 3, 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, while freely indicated, that is, no payment on the part of man. Salvation was made sure by the love of Christ and his labor. Amen. God used everything he has made. He used the stars to motivate Abraham. Faith for the children. He used water to turn a marriage into a place of miracles. When the wedding party ran out of wine, he used clay as a spittle to unlock the faith of a blind man. He used a fish to give Peter money to pay his taxes. Won't he come see about you? He even used Satan to qualify us for blessings we don't deserve. Amen? Remember, in the opening statement, Jesus was wounded and rejected. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Jesus knew the answers. He began to quote the eternal words of God. Satan became demoralized and paralyzed. Christ Jesus passed the test with flying colors, and the anointing began to flow. Remember, your testing qualifies you for a promotion. Your promotion qualifies you for a reward. Your reward increased the flow of your joy. I tell you, church family, the Holy Spirit never makes mistakes. So be faithful in times of testing. He won't let you fail. He knows your enemy. The enemy always makes mistakes. So keep God's word in your heart, mind, and in every conversation. His words are your weapon. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The Holy Spirit will not permit your test to be too great. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. How many of us know you cannot be a worshiper without being a born-again servant? Amen. The Bible refers to Satan as the prince of the air with limited power. My brothers and sisters, Satan tempted Jesus. Scripture reference, Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 8, and Matthew chapter 4, verses 8, 11. With this power in exchange for worshiping, his devil no good. Amen. Even Jesus had to take a stand and make a deliberation that he worshiped God and him only. Well, here's an explanation. Some might say, if he says Jesus is the Son of God, why take on a fleshly body? Insert, Jesus' true act of worship was allowing God the Father to have his perfect work in his life. As Jesus did, we must resist the temptation not to give place to anything that competes for attention and devotion that only God deserves. Amen. let's go beyond the veil. Every born-again believer, we are the temple and the priest unto God. Amen? We're the sacrifice of the acknowledgement of Christ. Jesus, as he was for you and I, the sacrifice of the atonement, the redeeming of mankind through the death of Jesus Christ. God desires fellowship, relationship, and intimacy with his creation. Amen? So he put us in the presence, in the image and likeness of himself, with the ability to function like he functioned. Amen? But because of sin, we were separated from his presence. So he gave the law to Moses. The purpose of the law was to reveal sin and convince man the need for a savior. You can't remain wounded and rejected and do God's work. Amen? If you have to be disciplined in his spirit to do his work, praise and worship is so important because the gospel is the birth and life and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. His birth was significant because of his life. His life was significant because of his resurrection. His resurrection was significant because he provided salvation. That's why we praise him today, amen. That's why your connection to your past is severed by a father who is touched by the feelings of your infirmities. Come on, somebody. A new start, a new name, a new nature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, meaning we who are the recipients of divine order have the privilege and the obligation to minister the messages of reconciliation throughout the world. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the down payment of what is to come, to lead, guide, direct, counsel, teach, instruct, and to give peace. I don't know about you, but I come to lift up the name of Jesus. I come to give him praise. Hallelujah, 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 because of his love for me. Amen. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, he's the propitiation for our sin. In Romans chapter 8, 38, he's the indestructible. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, he's undeserved. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 3, he's the constant will and everlasting love. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I pray that others might be drawn to him because if I be lifted up, said the Lord, I will draw all men unto me, that the Father might be glorified. If we, my brothers and sisters, don't lift him up, he won't draw. Amen. The Bible says, no man come to the Father except they be drawn. Amen. I come to tell us today, watch your witness. Your praise is only as effective as your witness is intense. False witness is not anointing. And anointing is glory. Amen. Praise. Praise bring deliverance. God blessed us to bring deliverance. God started deliverance of many with the deliverance of one. You can't stay wounded and rejected. God knows who will and who won't. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 12, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Surprise! Called by your future identity, by your calling, God initiated this encounter. If God send you, he'll endorse you by allowing you to move in divine authority. He'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. My brothers and sisters, remember, you cannot stand against the enemy if you are unsure of your standing before God. Amen. My brothers and sisters, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. All of the sacrifice, pain and suffering and bloodshed that my Jesus went through, he went by prayer and faith. I tell you, church, the same faith that took Jesus to the cross is the same faith that raised him from the dead. Come on, somebody. You didn't get there on your own. Somebody prayed for you, had you on their mind, took time and prayed for you. Therefore, you ought to pray for somebody today. Amen. Because our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for me. I was there at one time. Were you there? I was sick and deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But somebody say, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, for the waters lifted me, now safe and I. Love lifted me and you. Won't he come and see about you? How many of you know that the Lord will make a way somehow? Jesus is the great physician. His anointing blood has made provisions for healing souls and body. Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. He was despised and rejected of men. Because of oppression and judgment, Jesus was given an unfair trial. The question was asked, who shall declare his generation? Or, to be more direct, who considered it? Jesus' accusers did not understand the sacrificial nature of his death. Amen. Could you imagine how Jesus felt when he was wounded and rejected by men who was at first praising him, Hosanna, Hosanna, and now shouting, crucify him, while he was dying from the wounds of the crucifixion? Luke chapter 23, verses 34 says, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This brings me to a sad indictment. Like I said earlier, I was there once and didn't know what to do, where to go, and who to turn to. But I heard a voice say, hearken unto me. When I called on the name of Jesus, I found a way. There was a light that was small, but I found a way. When you have been wounded by rejection, one must quickly forgive the offending party, lest the wound becomes affected. An unclean wound by rejection becomes a spiritual germ. If one get a physical wound, for it to heal, it must be treated, cleansed, and protected because of the possibility of becoming infected. If one becomes spiritually infected, the wound becomes festered with resentment, hatred, and anger. Amen? In the book of James, chapter 5, verse 14, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. Insert. The one who errs from infection is either a professing Christian whose faith is not genuine, or a sinning Christian, who needs to be restored. Amen. Reference scripture. Hebrews chapter 6, 4 and 8. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20. Revelation chapter 21, verses 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30. These scriptures are simply saying you can be converted and saved and your sins be forgiven and have eternal life. Amen. Some might say, well, man of God, we're just talking about a physical wound. Well, whether it be emotion, mental, flesh, spiritual, all wounds carry a form of rejection. Amen? In the book of James, chapter 5, verse 15, says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. In fact, the Bible teaches us, amen, that God can do anything but fail, and that there's enough medicine in the hem of his garment to heal the whole world. Amen. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them who call according to his purpose. Amen. God's purpose for man is to rapio, a Greek word. According to Luke's translation, it means to care and to give attendance necessary to restore a person back to wholeness, a process of deliverance from spiritual wounds as well as physical wounds. Amen. Through our great physician, Christ Jesus, there's healing for both spiritual and physical wounds. My brothers and sisters, earth has no problem that heaven cannot heal, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I say there's healing and inner healing for those who suffer from wounds and rejection. 103 Numbers of Psalms, verses 3, says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. Wounds are rejected, included. It is highly neglected. Few people will immediately identify with their hurts of rejection. Amen. Rejections result from denial of love. Wounds result from infection. This is simply saying when one is loved, he is approved and accepted. When one is rejected, he is disapproved and refused. The hurt of rejection is synonymous with the refusal and denial, turn down, rebuff, repellence, cold shoulders, slighting, shunning, ignoring, neglecting, avoiding, and disapproving. But love, somebody say but love. If you've been through something and you need some love, somebody say true love. True love covers a multitude of sins. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Amen. For example, ambition. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came desiring a certain thing of him, Jesus Christ, that they may sit one on the right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. Verse 40 of Mark 10, Jesus said, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them whom it is prepared. Insert. In other words, if you are a born-again believer and been blessed and gifted in the fivefold ministry, you're supposed to be operating in the apostolic propheticness. Amen? My brothers and sisters, this passage of Scripture is saying, are you willing and able to undergo the experiences that Jesus suffered? The same example used in Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 32, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 16, Revelation chapter 14, verse 10, 16, 19, verses 18, chapter 18, verses 6. For the divine wrath of judgment that our Jesus went through, are you willing to pay the price he paid for our redemption? Amen. Christ gave himself a ransom for all of us. Not only James and John, but for us today in our desires for position and power would be realized only if we are willing to submit to servanthood. That's why Jesus said in verse 38 of Mark 10, you know not what you ask. Can ye drink of this cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? The Jews expressed this as a metaphor for God's wrath against the humans, the human sins and rebellion. Psalms 75, chapter 75, verse 8, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 17, 23, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15 to 28, 49, and 49, verses 12, 51, verses 7, is the reference scriptures that bags up just what I read. The Bible says, before one tittle or jot of my word fell, heaven and earth will pass away. Chapter 4 in the book of Hebrews, verses 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart. Amen. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Explain. These two scriptures is saying that God's word is a living power that judges with an all-seeing, all-knowing eye that penetrates a person's innermost being, souls and spirit, joints and marrow, the totality and depth of one's being. Church family, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. The Bible is not an end in itself, but a means of knowing God and doing his will. Amen. God used our trials and tribulations to make us strong, to recover from our present situation. You take John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This passage of scripture is so prophetic, inspiring, uplifting, so redeeming, so sustaining. By the time the devil figured it out, Jesus had already been to the cross, died, and risen again. Amen. A lot of us today haven't figured it out yet either. Also, let me break this down, what I'm saying. You take some verbs, love, gave, should not perish, have, and the same with the same nouns in this blessed passage of scripture, and you come up with love, the greatest devotion, the world, the greatest number, he gave, the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift. That's whosoever believe it, the greatest condition, should not perish, the greatest act of mercy, have everlasting life, the greatest result ever of recovering from wounds and rejections, amen, will bring the richest result, amen, from our Father which art in heaven, he who sendeth the rain to make it the sun shine on the just as well as the unjust. So I say to us today, God's plan is already set. We do the work. God give the increase. In other words, my brothers and sisters, each of us are required to love one another, amen. Love is necessary for a spiritual and healthy life. Amen. Sunshine and water is necessary for life. Growing grass, flowers, and oxygen is to us for breathing. In spite of the different circumstances handed down by wounds and rejection, love clearly demonstrates that the multiplied examples of what happened to the wounded and the rejected. Unloved, depression, sickness, and one starts one sort of another. Even pets need the attention of a loving, touching hand every now and then. Many abnormalities develop within one's personality. Unstable attitudes, behavior, opinions, physical infirmities merge out of emotion stress from one's wounds and rejection. in the book of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says, God is love, and his kingdom is a kingdom of love. It's not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, meaning to win the goodwill of appease. That's why my Jesus did for mankind. Amen. Because genuine love confirms salvation. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and hate up his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? For he that loveth God, love his brother also. Church, Satan is opposed to God, who is love. Satan hates love. He wants to destroy love because he cannot work amid in love. Amen? A fish cannot survive out of water. Jesus said, a house divided against itself shall not stand. Three reasons why Satan is opposed to love. Demons can't function in an environment that is hostile to its nature. They cannot function in an atmosphere of praise. Praise binds him. The 149th Psalm confirms it. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Satan cannot work in an atmosphere of love, for love is contrary to the devil's nature. John chapter 8, verses 42 through 44 confirms the above statements, and this love prevents Satan from reaping havoc in our relationship with God. Amen. Satan is a liar and the father of it. This is why the word of God exhorts husbands to love your wives. Wives, love your husband. Parents, love your children. Christians, love one another. For love defeats the devil. But rejections often open up a door of opportunity for the devil to do an evil work. Well, the devil is always alert to seize chances to get in when wounded by rejection is present. I come to tell us, for we all were once children of the devil, for he was and still is the father of deception. Man born of a woman, of a few days and full of trouble, that's coming forth like a flower and is cut down in a mist. And Job chapter 14 says, who can bring a clean thing out of unclean? No one, nobody but Jesus. We all are familiar with the scripture that the temptation of Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 4, wounded and rejection. How many of us know there's not a friend like Jesus who will stick closer than a mother, father, sister, or brother, or kindred? The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. When you're down but not out, wounded and rejected, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you, falsely for my sake. Jesus said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Verses 12 of the same scripture says, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. My brothers and sisters, go with me in your own spiritual mind to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 15 through verse in the book of Matthew. Chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. Jesus was rejected at Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Jesus did only a few miracles. Not that he couldn't, but because of their unbelief. They said Jesus was a carpenter's son. Amen. Jesus clearly demonstrated his love on the cross. My brothers and sisters, Christ's love was not only in words, but in the sacrificial death. He demonstrated not only to his disciples, but to us as well. Amen. He said, a servant is simply an agent doing what his master command and often not understanding his master's purpose. But Jesus takes his friend. Does anybody know him as a friend? Into his confidence and make all things known unto them. Jesus let his disciples know as much as they would of the Father's plan. But the revelation was not completed because the Holy Spirit would make other things known in due time. Here's where you know your friend. In verse 6 in John 15 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen. When we understand that life is a test, you will realize that nothing else is significant in your life. Our time, energy, intelligence, opportunities, relationships, and resources are all gifts that God has entrusted to our care and management. We are stewards of whatever God gives us. This concept of stewardship begins with recognizing that God is the owner of everything, everyone on earth. The 24th number of Psalm, verses 1 says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world that they dwell therein, and everything that's in it. Amen. We all have assignment. Life on earth is a temporary assignment. The Bible teaches us that the brief temporary transit nature of life on earth is described as a mist, here but a moment and gone. Because of Jesus, we can admit wrong and learn from our mistakes. The wise can be forgiven and start all over and be different and live without guilt and end life without regret. Because we live with failure, both personal and professional, Jesus is our hope. He came that we may have life and more abundantly, that our failures between birth and death does not consign us to an eternity of hell. We still will fail, and we will continue living in a fallen creation, but only Jesus provides peace for our hearts in a troubled world of wounds and rejections. The Holy Spirit is our advisor. When we were on cloud nine, so to say, or in the executive position, unfortunately, only those in the executive arena benefits from that perspective. But the good news is that our advisor, the Holy Spirit, wants us to help us and is on call 24 hours a day, amen, 7 days a week, and his counsel is always perfect. Amen, amen, amen. This is a conclusion to Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 8. And I thank God for allowing me to speak, and I thank the International done took my glasses off here. I thank God for the International Kingdom Builders. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thought I heard Prophetess Teresa.
Amen. What a word. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Woo, God bless you, man of God. God bless you. You put
all
the word
go
out
to God.
There.
All praises go to God.
God used you. He used you. And I praise God for who he is and how he will use us if we allow him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When
and
we
I thank
yield
you for
to him.
I thank you for this opportunity. I pray and hope that this word will help someone, will strengthen them, and direct them to our God, that they will come forward saying, what must I do to be saved? And just give all the glory and honor to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm excited. I'm excited. I took so many notes. I took a lot of notes. You said relationship, fellowship, and intimacy. You can't remain wounded and do God's work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't remain wounded and do the work of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Lord Jesus. Whew. And then when you talked about watching your witness.
Oh, Lord.
Watching your witness.
Oh, yes.
Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Watching your witness.
That's right.
Mm. Minister Campbell, you truly blessed us tonight.
Oh,
God,
praise
used you,
God.
And we thank God that you yielded yourself to just come forth and allow God to use you to pour into the people of God. The lines are packed tonight, and we have opened the lines up. But before we ask anyone to come forth, we're going to ask Minister, Pastor Celeste, if you're on the line, would you please cover the man of God in prayer for me?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Amen.
God
praise
bless.
The Lord.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank God for the word tonight. Amen. It was a blessed word, and that's a true, sure word, is that if we, as the people of God, can't get past offenses and disappointment in the past in itself, mm-hmm. then we would never come to the level in the realm in God that he designed us to go. And just talking about the love that we must share when people see us. And how do you know that men is my disciples? The Bible said by their love. So this is a true, authentic way that God said that we are to be identified. And many of us miss that part. So I bless the Lord for the word tonight. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and cover
Amen.
You in prayer in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the man of God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that, Father, your anointing, Father, will be poured back into him, that which he had released out in the name of Jesus. Father, you're pouring back into him good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. More and more, Father, flows into his heart, into his mind, into his total being. Father, your light shed upon him, Lord God. Father, we release the blessing, Father, to go to greater places in you, Father, to declare and speak your word. Father, even take that message of love, to take that message, Father, that was spoken tonight, Father, to many. Father, they can hear, Father, hear the word of the Lord. And, Father, we cover him in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power of the enemy. I command every evil force that would come against them. I dismantle it. I crush it in the name of Jesus. I command the power of the living God to rest in him and live through him, Father. We thank you, Father, that your anointing flows through him, and he is a temple, Father. And because he is your temple, Lord God, your spirit dwells in him. He's your house, Father. And every word that he's spoken, Lord God, I thank you, Father, that it's alive. And it's quick in his own life, Father. And I thank you, Father, that those, Father, that will come around him, Father, will the atmosphere will be charged and permeated with your glory and with your presence because you are in him. I thank you, Lord, that he is light. And I praise you, God, for, Father, as he goes forth, Father, in different places, Father, in other places in you, I thank you, Lord God, that your light will be shed upon him, Lord God. And I thank you, Father. I just give you praise and glory for this man of God tonight, for his entire family, Father, for all
thank
those
you,
connected to him, to his church family, to everyone that's associated with him. Lord God, I thank you, Father, that the
thank
blessing
you.
Of the Lord is with him, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes, God. You know, like the dew in the morning, we need his love to just rest upon us. Just rest
yes,
upon
Lord.
Us.
Yes.
And you know, it's really something that his love will rest upon us. And we have to be able to let it go, every pain, every womb, everything that has caused us not to step into the blessed place that God wants us to be in. You know, and
yes,
as
yes, Lord.
The, you know, as the music is ministering to you, like it's due in the morning,
mm-hmm.
just let him rest on you. Let it rest
yes.
on you.
Yes.
You know, as it as he rests on you, as the Holy Spirit rests in your heart, then you become new. There's nothing that you can do but let it go.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It go and let God.
Yes, yes.
So I received that word tonight.
Praise
and
God.
And I know the listeners receive it. I'm going to ask our Minister Sophie if she will come forth with a call of salvation. If she's on the line at this time, Minister Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm on the line.
Praise God.
Certainly, we heard a word from God. We heard
praise God.
A word from God, a truly blessed word. And I would like to offer Jesus to those on the line who have not accepted him as their Savior, that now is the time. And if not now, when? So we're offering you Jesus. And if you will repeat this prayer after me, the Heavenly Father, I receive the Lord into my heart. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, was born of a virgin,
yes, yes.
by the Holy Spirit, that he
yes, Lord.
Died on the cross and that he rose again.
Yes.
And that he died for my sins. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with confession. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And Lord, I confess with my mouth that I receive you as my Savior and that you have forgiven all my sins. And I welcome you into my heart right now in Jesus' name. And if you
yes,
prayed
yes.
that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. And if you
yes,
are in need of
yes.
a Bible,
yes, Lord.
Please go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. And leave us an email, and we will see to it that you get a Bible. And welcome,
yeah.
welcome, welcome once again to the kingdom of God. And we know
yeah.
that if you have listened tonight that and you have received the word of God in your heart, that now you have, now you have an understanding of what it is to be hurt, to be rejected, to be wounded, but knowing that God can heal those rejections.
Yes, Lord.
And you can move forward in Christ.
Yes.
And Father, we just thank you. Thank you once again for this blessed man of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
I yield back over to Prophetess Teresa.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God is an awesome God. I'm
yes,
going to open up the lines for anyone that wants to just give the man of God words of encouragement or want to just have a comment. The lines are open at this time. I do see that we have the apostle on the line. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Apostle Emmons is on the line. I'm going to ask him if he'll come forth and have words.
Yes, yes, yeah. Praise God, praise God. It's a pleasure, an honor, a privilege just to hear this word of God by this man of God. We praise God for him. Minister James, Minister Campbell.
Bless you, bless
God
you.
Of the Lord that Minister Campbell functions and operates in a tremendous confidence in the Lord and this word. And we know that the Lord is continuing to unveil further things regarding the rejection, regarding us being bruised and how, of course, the antidote, of course, is in Christ Jesus. So, man of God, we just appreciate, you know, this expression of your heart and your desire that folk would just really allow the Lord to have his way. And we just appreciate, you know, this strong word. We trust in it. Also that even as the word of God went forth, we know according to the word, it will not return void. And so
there's
tremendous confidence that it is going to accomplish that which the Lord pleases and prosper in the thing whereto it was sent tonight.
Yes,
and we do appreciate the opportunity to just to be blessed by the word of God this evening. And we praise God for Kingdom Daughters and for the work that that you all continue to do. We know that your work is a continual expression to the nations, even as you all continue to do what you do. But we just praise God for you, man of God, and praise God, and we encourage you to please keep doing what you're doing. We know that the word of God is being released because of your obedience to the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. All praises go to God. And thank you, and we pray God's blessing continue to be on you also, and that he continue to lift you up. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We are blessed.
Amen.
We appreciate that.
Amen.
Amen.
Woman of God, again, keep it up. I mean, Kingdom Daughters, again, I really can't say enough about what you all are doing, and I don't even know much of it, but I know that this expression that you all do consistently is a blessing to many.
Praise God. We thank God for you, Apostle, your encouraging words and how you pour into us that strengthens us to go further and to just stay on the wall. So we thank God for you as well, and we truly give God all the glory because all of the glory belongs to him.
All to him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I want to thank my husband. He's at work, and I saw he just hung up the line. He tried to stay on the line, but he did hear the word.
Amen.
And I'm sure that he will have something to say to you, Minister Campbell, when he see you. But he was on the line the whole time, so we bless God for that.
Praise God.
God. Yes. Amen. And I'm going to open the lines up at this time. Is there anyone that's on the line that would want to have words to say to just concerning the word or any comments?
Amen.
Amen. We just pray that you'll continually be encouraged to put the word of God out there, because the word of God never falls on dry ground.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
God does increase, and we just pray that you continue on teaching the word of God. And
amen.
Sure that it will affect many lives in a positive way. And I just wanted to encourage you to continue.
Praise God. And his blessings be on you also.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's Sister Marlene all the way from California.
Hi, amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to come forth? Prophet Marcella, would you like to have words?
Good evening. Praise the Lord.
I truly enjoy.
You know what? I am so glad, Minister Campbell, I tuned in, because I was kind of down today because things are not going the way I think it should be going. But after listening to you, I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for the word, the
praise
encouragement.
God.
I mean, I have been rejuvenated. I have so much energy now. You know,
praise
this is exactly
Lord.
What I needed. I needed some food. I needed some pure food to eat on.
Amen.
You know, that was taking food that I have to go through.
Yes. He
Amen.
Said in our trials and tribulations, he'll strengthen us.
The word was enriched. It's so much I can say right now. The only thing I can say right now is praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Keep lifting him up.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet Marcella from Michigan. Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and I want to encourage you in the Lord. As the man of God said, a new start, new name, adopt that into your spirit. Anything that has happened yesterday, start from this point on, clambing up the King's Highway, building up and producing fruit, and your fruit shall remain. So I want to encourage you tonight to go in your prayer closet, cry out to the Lord, and let him know that you love him, for there's nobody greater than him. There's
yes,
no
Lord.
One greater. And just worship him and tell him that he's great. Tell him that he's the King of Kings. Just tell him. Our time is nigh. I want to encourage you to go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org. Check us out. We got a lot of free things on the internet that you can download, e-books, a bunch of things, free Bibles. And we're being blessed, and we want to be a blessing to you. And in closing, again, I want to thank Minister Campbell.
God bless you. Hopefully
next week we'll have his other half with us.
Amen.
She'll be coming forth with the word of God, and I'm excited about it too.
Amen.
So just remember in closing, get in your prayer closet when you get off the line. Just spend some time in love on God.
Yes,
because
Lord.
He is our master creator. God bless you all. We love you. Oh, and before we close, we'll be with you tomorrow night. And then Minister Prox will be with you Saturday night, 8 mm-hmm. o'clock, same time. Sunday we do intercessory prayer, 8 o'clock. So I want to encourage you, get our schedule, go to the website. When you're feeling down, just tune in. We're here. We also have Kingdom Teams that have been developed. They'll be starting next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., hosting by Deja Phillip and Amber Phillip. They're going to co-host, and they're going to be talking about what are you training your children.
All right. Amen.
So get excited about that. We're going to tune in for them on Tuesday at 6:30, and then Evangelist Hannah come forth at, I believe that is that 7 o'clock, Evangelist Hannah? Oh, she got her phone muted out. Evangelist Hannah?
Yes, it is 7 o'clock.
Okay, praise God. We got Evangelist Hannah at 7 o'clock. The Kingdom Teams are on for 30 minutes. So just be tune in, and I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed every single time you come, because we saturate ourselves in the presence of the Lord before we come forth. And we encourage you again to just love on your neighbors, love on your friends, and just be an epitome of the love of God. Amen, amen,
amen.
And in closing, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to let you go and love on your family, and just have a wonderful evening. And remember, there's nobody greater than God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.